This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, an agreement at the climate talks in Copenhagen, debate over health care in the U.S. Senate, and Iran continues to expand its nuclear ambitions despite the threat of further sanctions. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And a couple of big issues. Well, obviously more than a couple going on this weekend, but let's begin with the agreement in Copenhagen. Is it an agreement? Is it a roadmap? Does it have any teeth? How do you characterize what they decided to do?
Well, it didn't go as far as environmentalists would want it to go. There were no targets set for reducing emissions. There was no sense that there was anything binding. And so it's very easy to pick out what was not there. On the other hand, the president claims that it was a victory and that it was a start on something, even though there was no binding agreement there. You know, this is the character of this president is such that he manages to go in, negotiate, take the best he can get and proclaim victory, which is what he's doing.
Back in Washington, D.C. now. President Obama's looking for another kind of deal, pushing overhaul of health care system through the U.S. Senate. What's the status as you read it this morning?
Oh, the Senate is making a spectacle of itself. I mean, you have amazing things happening, like Senator Franken saying he will not deliver the necessary permission for Senator Lieberman to finish a speech that he was making. He needed one more minute. Or then you get Senator Byrd coming in at 1 o'clock in the morning in a wheelchair shouting, shame, shame, because they have to have a vote. I've seen the Senate in its bad days, but this is among the Senate's worst days. And now it is here you have the group of senators determined to obstruct and make sure that the health bill does not go through. And it's going to be a question of whether you can get the necessary votes, and any one vote can torpedo that. Mm-hmm. So it is very tense watching and very unhappy watching the Senate in a democratic country act this way.
Mm. Well, does raise the question, as much as we much concentrate on what parliamentary maneuvers might be being pulled at one point or another to avoid a vote, is it clear to you that President Obama and the Democrats have the 60 votes they need in any case?
Nothing is clear to me in this Congress. You have 60 votes as long as you can be sure that you won't get one vote drifting off, as Senator Lieberman has threatened to do, as Senator Nelson has threatened to do on the issue of abortion. If you need 60 votes and you have just 60 votes, then any one of that 60 has an enormous power over you, because one senator can deny you the bill.
The Senate has already passed a $636 billion defense spending bill today, including almost $130 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. But Speaker Pelosi in the House made it clear this week, I believe her phrase was this blunt, that President Obama was on its own when it came to trying to win votes from House Democrats for his policies in Afghanistan. How unusual is this, based on your long experience?
Well, it is unusual. Usually the Speaker, being of the same party as the President, would tend to support him as much as possible. I take it there's a little irritation there, because the President goes gallivanting off to Copenhagen and leaving her to try to rally the Democratic troops, and I think she wanted to make her feelings known, and she sure did.
Iran conducted another missile test this week. The Iranian government announced at the same time it's closer to using a new generation of nuclear centrifuges to enrich uranium.
Yes. Yes.
In the meantime, I believe there's a deadline at the end of the year, isn't there?
Well, there's been this deadline. When Prime Minister Netanyahu saw President Obama, they agreed that they would go on attempting to negotiate until the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And that after the end of the year, if Iran had not come through, they'd have to go on to other measures. Well, they're a little more than a week away from when that time comes due. And a lot of people sitting, biting their nails, saying, and then what?
Mm. Well, is this a flurry of demonstrations that Iran is making to prove a point that they're not going to back down, or is it possible some kind of agreement's in the offing?
I think that the Iranian government is trying very hard to elicit some nationalist support. Mm-hmm. And by making the enemy the United States and the outside world, they're trying to overcome the fact that there's a mounting opposition to the government itself. That's rather typical of dictatorial governments of that sort. When they think that they are in trouble with their own people, is to find an enemy, and mm-hmm. the U.S. is your enemy.
President Obama reportedly sent a letter to Kim Jong-il of North Korea proposing the opening of a U.S. Liaison office in that country. What would that do and not?
What that would do would be to start negotiations with the North Vietnam, with North Korea again. Those were going along on a six-party basis, then stopped, and now the United States is trying to get them started. If they can get negotiations started, then eventually they can get around to raising the question of getting rid of the nuclear potential in North Korea. But I don't see it happening quite yet.
NPR Senior News Analyst Dan Schor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.